Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to another episode of Funk Radio. This is your host, Kyle, knocking things over.
And this is your host, Peter, putting things back up.
Yep. See, I'm like a cat. I just knock things over and then aggravate Peter, and he has to, like, go and pick them up, and I just knock them over again.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, how is your cat?
Good. I was gone out of town for a conference for a few days this week, and she was very happy when I got home.
I didn't think cats could actually have a happy emotion. I figured they just fluctuate between anger and disgust.
Oh, some are definitely like that.
And hunger, which I guess is an emotion for cats.
It's an emotion for people, too.
Do cats get hangry? Because, like, when I get hungry, like, once I reach a certain degree of hungriness, I start to get angry because I'm not eating. Do cats get that way?
I'm sure some do.
Yeah. Speaking of stupid shit, today on our Funk Radio, we're talking about some interesting conspiracy theories that I didn't even know existed.
Yay.
So we are kind of in the era of conspiracy theories now, what with the current, you know, political shits. So I thought we would add another one to the pot. Apparently, there are a number of people out there in the world that think that Stevie Wonder, the famous blind harmonica playing Motown singer, is not actually blind, but is faking it. Yes.
How did you originally hear about this? Do you
stumble
remember?
Across this? No. There's a blog that I follow occasionally called Gizmodo.
Oh yeah.
And they have like they link to other blogs within their little like media realm, I guess. And it linked to or it had an ad for an article on another one of their blogs called Deadspin or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was questioning whether it was like, you know, new conspiracy theory or something like that. Stevie Wonder is not blind. And I was like, wait, what? So, yes, apparently there are people out there that believe Stevie Wonder isn't blind because of certain, I guess, what do you call it, recordings of him doing things that make people think he's not blind. For instance, at a concert he had with Paul McCartney, McCartney accidentally knocked over a microphone and Stevie Wonder caught it as it was falling. And it's like, well, right. If he's blind, how could he do that?
I mean, watching it now...
Oh, you're watching...
Does he actually catch it? I'm trying to see, because...
He kind of puts his hand out. Maybe he, like, heard him hit it, so he, like, knew it was going to fall. But anyways...
If you watch it closely, I don't know just by sight, like, who the guy is next to him. You might know who he is.
The other guy? No, probably one of his bandmates. Right, I don't... Oh, that guy. No, I have no idea.
Yeah. So, if you watch it closely, Stevie Wonder puts his arm out to try to catch it, but he doesn't actually get it.
Oh,
and the other guy's hand
actually
grabs it.
Yeah, you can see his hand come back up, but it's not in it. Well, if it's one thing conspiracy theorists like to do, it's to overanalyze video evidence.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. I'm watching it in a GIF form here, so I don't know how accurate it is either. So yeah, that's one instance where people are like, well, how could he have caught it? He's blind. He wouldn't be able to. Another video-based evidence that skeptics use to cite that he's not actually blind is, I guess Stevie Wonder was on Oprah or something, and Oprah gave him a car, because that's what she does.
Okay.
I don't know. So he's playing on stage on her show, and there's another guy singing next to him, and he basically is able to give him kind of a side hug, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And because apparently blind people are also deaf and don't realize when people are on their left or right. Stevie, the guy goes out and kind of gives Stevie like the side hug, and Stevie reciprocates. So people speculated that, again, because he was able to sense that the guy was there and give him a side hug of sorts, that he's not blind.
I'm watching this when he puts his arm around this guy. The guy is singing. He's standing next to him and singing. It's like, even if you have your eyes closed, you know when someone is standing next to you singing.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're the reason you have a left and right ear is partially so that your brain can sense the in a 3D spatial awareness where things are at.
Yeah.
And I assume if you're blind, you probably have better hearing than most people.
Right.
I just attributed all to the fact that he's actually Daredevil. And he has echolocation of sorts.
God,
and can sense people in like a 3D realm.
Wouldn't the Daredevil show be so much better if he was played by Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder? Oh my god. Oh my god, that would officially be the best. I would watch that show all day long. Soul singer by day, superhero by night. He beats people up with a mic stand.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh man. So yeah, more video-based evidence apparently proving that Stevie Wonder is not blind. So we have the famous mic stand incident, and we have now Stevie Wonder hugging a fellow singer on stage at on Oprah's show.
I'm looking at the Stevie Wonder is not blind page on knowyourmeme.com, and it kind of gives some more insight into it. It doesn't quite have everything that you mentioned, but I'm noticing here it says back in 2005 on some forum, a guy claimed, quote, "I watched an interview with Boy George a few months back, and he reckons he's not completely blind since Stevie Wonder once came over and playfully strangled him at a party once. And Boy George was like, how could he know where I was if he's completely blind?"
I think that's part of the problem, too. I think people have this idea that if you're considered legally blind, that means literally it's just like there's nothing there. You just see black.
Yeah.
But very often people that are legally blind can very, very rudimentally see, like again, a person, you know, if you take your glasses off, if you have really bad eyesight, everything's blurry. Well, for someone who's legally blind, it's like really, really fucking blurry.
Yeah.
To the point that often eyeglass prescriptions aren't enough to compensate for it.
Right. Exactly. So something I learned too, this was a while back. There's a podcast, I don't listen to it that often, but I've listened to a few episodes of it, called The Blind Hour, where all of the hosts are blind to some extent.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's interesting. And a lot, it's pretty much all of it is just like getting their perspective on everyday life and whatnot. And people's perceptions of blindness. And I remember listening to one of the earlier episodes. They were discussing like a lot of people think like either you're blind or you're not, but there's like a whole spectrum of like vision impairment, I guess. Like I know one of them, I don't really remember too well because it's been a while, but you know, they were basically saying that like, we are not completely blind. Like you could still make out some stuff, but it's just like you said, really blurry. And like you'll still like run into people because you can't quite make out like exactly where someone is, but you can still see like general light shapes and stuff, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and exactly. Very often blind people can tell the difference between when they're staring at something bright or dark or whatever. It's not like, you know, it's just pure black darkness all the time.
Right.
They know when they're looking at the sun versus being in a dark room kind of thing. Not 100% relevant, but I do have a friend that's deaf. Legally deaf, and she can't hear most things, but I remember when we were hanging out one time, there was like a really, really, really loud noise. I don't remember what it was. It was like a really loud bang, and we were all just like, what the F? And she heard it, because it was really freaking loud. And she said, like, I can't hear a lot of things, but when something's really loud or really close to my ear, like, there is like an auditory nerve sense of like, you're hearing something.
Huh.
It's not just like, you know, your brain isn't connecting or anything.
She's like, "God damn, if I can hear it, then you're too loud."
Pretty much, yeah. She's like, you know, she's like, "Wow, if I can hear something, that's that thing is loud."
Yeah.
It's funny. I remember one of the first times we hung out, she taught me how to, sign both Hitler and dinosaur. So I'm like, okay, now I can tell deaf people Hitler dinosaur. It's completely relevant to our conversation.
And if you ever meet a blind person, you can just go up to them and say, "Hitler dinosaur."
Exactly. And they'll have no idea what either one of those probably looks like. Well, unless they were, assuming they were blind from birth.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, something I noticed pretty recently, I think it was just 2 months ago in February.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, blah, blah, blah. It seems like Stevie Wonder is aware of the theories, and he's actually like, he thinks it's a sort of humorous.
Oh, I'm sure.
I can't remember. He said, he mentioned something about, apparently he's said that he's flown a plane twice before and he even landed one. That's
impressive.
I have a
feeling that Stevie Wonder is just a jokester and basically just fucking with all of us.
Yeah, I think he's just trolling people.
Exactly.
And so the reporter on this article, he asked if Stevie Wonder was going to come out one day and say whether he can actually see. And Stevie Wonder said, quote, "This year I will reveal the truth." That's so amazing. I guess we'll find out. I don't even know why this is a conspiracy theory in the first place. It's pretty stupid, but
it's pretty awesome.
I'm glad that
I love that he's playing it Wonder up, though, him, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm glad that he is seeing humor in it and playing along.
Yeah, there's two other instances here where, again, I'm sure he's either just fucking with people or whatever. One where people photographed Stevie Wonder at a basketball game, watching a professional basketball game, and people asked if he's blind, why is he watching a basketball game?
He said something about he likes to sit on the courtside seats.
Yeah, yeah.
At basketball games. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of energy at a sporting event, like a basketball game. I mean, even if you can't see what's going on,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you could still, even especially if you're that close, I feel like you can appreciate a lot of the energy of the game. And if there's, you know, announcers talking and saying what's going on,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can pretty much get the gist of what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. There's another really funny photo on the internet of Stevie Wonder taking a picture of what I believe is a wax Michael Jackson figure at the Motown Museum. And again, Stevie Wonder taking a picture, hilarious image by itself. So again, he's probably completely trolling people. And again, even if you're blind, you can still, to a degree, hold a camera up to your face and know you're pointing at a direction and take a picture of something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I guess, how would he know that it's Michael Jackson that he's staring at? Unless someone maybe told him, I don't know. The plot thickens. But yeah, I think what this all comes down to is that most of the evidence of him not being blind is based on this misconception that blind people have completely non-functioning eyeballs. Whereas, as you said, there is a spectrum of blindness, and if he can see blurry shapes, he could still be considered functionally and legally blind, but is capable of doing more than someone who, like, literally has no eyeballs or something. I don't know, had them removed.
Yeah, I mean, these things also assume that, like, you have no spatial awareness whatsoever.
Exactly.
And that you can't enjoy anything if you're blind. Because, like, oh, wow, how can he enjoy basketball? How can he do this or that? It's like, you can live your life even if you can't see normally.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and you can kind of tell what's going on. And if people are next to you, or, you know, if a mic stand is falling onto you, you can kind of figure out what's happening. So,
yeah. And again, a lot of different blind people have said this time and time again, especially depending on how long they've been blind, your brain compensates for the lack of that sense. And right. You develop, like, essentially, like, superhuman hearing, and your other senses heighten. So there's instances where he can sense things around him auditorily or through other means that would make it appear to people who don't know that he's not blind because he's able to sense it. Because, again, apparently if you're blind, you're also not able to hear things better than most.
Well, if there's one thing that blind people can do, they can listen to this podcast.
This is, that is very true. Yeah, no one is stopping them from listening to Valk Radio. Yeah, all the listeners out there, let us know if you guys think Stevie Wonder is blind or not. We should do, like, a Facebook poll. do they still have that? Remember they had Facebook polling for a while? Did they get rid of that?
I think they got rid of that a couple years ago, and that made me sad.
Yeah, like, I found that really interesting, and then it just disappeared. I mean, again, Stevie Wonder being blind isn't the stupidest conspiracy theory out there. There is legitimately the conspiracy theory that the Earth is flat. Still out there.
Mm.
To the point that, you know, people on Twitter believe it. And freaking Shaq even questioned it. Oh my, yeah, I'm going to rant on this for a second before we go. So,
right.
Here, flat, I'm just going to type in Flat Earth Shaq. Because Shaq made the Earth flat by just stepping on it.
That would happen.
Okay, well, it's a good thing I researched this because I could have just accidentally lambasted Shaq. Kyrie Irving, that's the basketball player that got people all like saying what the F, came out saying that he believed the Earth was flat. And Shaquille O'Neal was asked about this on a sports talk show and basically trolled the talk show people by saying, you know, of course he believes the Earth is flat. I do too.
I wonder if I can find the audio for that.
If his audio is better, just splice it in and
sure.
Instead of me talking, because fuck that. I'm bad at reading things.
As we wrap up here, what's going on with the flat Earth thing? Are you just messing with everybody with that?
Well, the Earth is flat. Would you like to hear my theory?
Yeah, sure. Tell me about it.
The first part of the theory is I'm joking, you idiots. That's the first part of the theory. The second part is I said jokingly that when I'm in my bus and I drive from Florida to California, which I do every summer, it seems to be flat. When I'm in my plane and we're getting ready to land and I open up the window and I'm looking at all the land that we fly over, it seems to be flat. But this world we live in, people take things too seriously. But I'm going to give the people answers to my tests. Knowing that I'm a funny guy, if something seems controversial or boom, 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 you got to add my funny points on, right? So now once you add my funny points on, that should eradicate and get rid of all your negative thoughts, right? That's what you should do when you hear Shaquille O'Neal's statement, okay? You should know that he has funny points right over here. And what did he say? The guy had boom, 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 boom. Add the funny points. You either laugh or you don't laugh, but don't take me seriously, because when I want you to take me seriously, you will know by the tone of my voice that I'm being serious.
I find that quote funny, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically he joked on the show like, oh, I drive from Florida to California and I don't see any curve of the Earth. It's all flat. And that's the whole idea and joke is, oh, I guess not joke among flat Earth people, but is that all the pictures of Earth that you see from NASA, from whatever, are all literally faked to somehow convince people that the Earth is round. Because I don't know why they would go through a lot of effort to do that. If it wasn't. But yeah, that's not belittling the point. Shaquille O'Neal obviously was apparently joking. Thank God. But there are people out there that do vehemently believe this, just as there are people out there that apparently believe that Stevie Wonder is blind. So, in summary, despite the fact that we live in this age of communication where you can literally look up anything on your phone at a moment's notice, people are fucking dumber than ever.
Yeah, and of course, I'm sure some of these people are just being trolls or being funny, but it seems like Shaq, Stevie Wonder is also playing along a bit.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, listeners, to this short little topic, even though it was completely meaningless.
Yes, exceptionally so, but fun nonetheless.
If you are blind, tell us on Facebook.
on your Braille keyboard. They have those, actually.
And they also have... Do they? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess presumably they do. Plus, they have... I can't remember the name of it, but I know, like, in... This is dumb, but in web design, like, one of the reasons that they say you're supposed to follow certain guidelines with HTML and everything is that it's more readable by, like... what are they called? Like, the for blind people, they have these things.
Oh, those like text-to-speech kind of things?
Yeah, it'll read the page to you, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I think Windows has that actually built in for some of their... For, like, you can turn it on as a function.
Yeah, yeah. So blind people can't actually tell us things on Facebook. They
want. This is true. Speaking of, I guess, blind Braille stuff, I read somewhere that they're developing a I guess what you would call a blind ebook or ebook reader that that creates bumps on a screen that mimic Braille, but in a way that you can store, you know, just like a regular e-reader, you can store a bunch of books on it, but instead of having regular text, it somehow like converts it to a feelable Braille that they can read.
So is that like haptic feedback?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I knew there was a word for that. They developed like a haptic feedback system that allows blind people to basically read digitized text, which is freaking awesome.
So rather than it being like physical bumps, it's just however you feel the vibrations at certain parts of the screen, it feels like there's something.
I believe so. I'd have to Google a bit more. I happened to see the article a while ago, so I don't want to speak too much on it without knowing. Right. But I think you're right.
I think that's
the gist of it.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Because I know even Apple, when they were developing that haptic feedback system, they were trying to make it really sensitive, where the haptic feedback made it feel, you know, like hard or soft, or you could have haptic feedback where it felt like different pressure systems within a single finger touch or whatever.
Right.
So, needless to say, if they perfected that technology, then yeah, they could create like a sort of flat Braille system almost in a weird way.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So yay technology, helping people with disabilities since forever.
So really, when you think about it, even if Stevie Wonder is blind, there are lots of things he can do thanks to technology.
Now I'm just imagining like Stevie Wonder with like RoboCop eyes.
God. All right. So as I was saying like 20 minutes ago.
Sorry.
Like us on Facebook or say something to us there at facebook.com/getyourfunk. You can listen to all of our episodes on mixcloud.com/getyourfunk. You can listen to our most recent episodes on soundcloud.com/getyourfunk, and you can comment there as well. We are not on iTunes, but we are on Google Play.
Yay.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. Well, that's enough of this shit.
Yep.
More punk radio next time.
Yay. Okay. Bye.